Hello. It is Horoja Shy with another episode of Satoshi's Treasure Hunters, and huzzah! Happy Clue Day. This clue is the mnemonic key. The clue itself is called the mnemonic issues, and we'll get into that in a moment. We're going to talk about some of the keys that have been solved, that are being solved, if you will. Where we are to save the hunt, and a little, I guess you could say, hiccup with the game mechanics with the recent release of a clue, but we'll get into all that. So let's start off with where we're at in the hunt. Okay, so the Earth key is still unknown. It still hasn't been found. It's proven to be a very difficult key. We're almost approaching, let's see, it was released 5/12, so we're getting almost to 2 months come the end of this week of this key not being solved. The other difficult key, the Abun key, has been solved, but it's not been made public by any of the clans or individuals that may have found it. The Zero Knowledge key has had one of the keys found. You have all the way to the 15th for the other two keys. The Philanthropic key, the first key from there, was rewarded to the Toshi Cipher Group. The second key is ongoing until Sunday, so whoever had donated the most to charities will achieve that key. And of course, the Distances key, the Freedom key, the World key, and now we are at the Delight key and the Neurotic key. So the D-Light key has 6 keys. One of those keys has been found, but hasn't been made public. I should say, like, people are not publicly disclosing it because it is kind of public. If you go on the streamer site and go to D-Live and watch one of the streamers, he's already revealed the public key and the passphrase. The other ones have been piecemealing it across. Just for an update on that, that particular key hunt, Can Game is not streaming tonight, so he will stream tomorrow to release the third part of his QR code. There's 4 parts to the QR code, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then the passphrase. And throughout the week, streamers have been doing different ways where you can have the different passphrases broken up to figure out, you know, piece it together to figure out what the passphrase is, and then the QR code itself. So we'll see how that goes. Let's see. And then we had this release, which is the Neurotic key, and it is called the Neurotic Issues is the clue. So when I first saw this clue, the things that popped into my mind with the sequence of numbers was 1, pi, which is why this is show art. Plankton's constant from Stranger Things Season 3, that plays into it. Cool, because I recently just watched that, you know, the 1+1+1+1+1, that bit from the movie. The meme where people are trying to figure out, I think it comes from the television show Numbers, but you often see the, I forget her name, but I know she was on this cop show. It has like the numbers going across, or you see Zach Galifianakis as his hangover character with all these numbers jumping around. That's what I thought. I believe my understanding is when this key was released this morning, I was up, you know, watching some of the streamers, got into a D-Live rabbit hole, had gotten up to see one of the streamers, Flower Driver, is on London time to see when she was streaming to try to catch her QR codes, saw that she wasn't streaming at the time, and then I saw that a clue had dropped, tweeted it out, put it on Tumblr, put it on the Instagram, and went back to bed. Then I, you know, got up and got for the rest of the day. let's see. So what you have to do, according to this clue, when this thing dropped, a phrase has been coded and hidden in the numbers below. Decipher the sequence to unlock a key. So I guess these numbers indicate some kind of code breaking, if you will. So we have a code breaking key. Unlike other particular clues, it actually has the the decryption page part of the clue. So basically you have to figure out the passphrase, which is very different from the other code breaking clues in the past. The ASAP key, you have to figure out from the code breaking of that, you had to figure out the decryption page, web page, as well as the passphrase from that particular clue hunt. But there was an issue. I looked up on my phone for this, and if you see the highlighted portion of the numbers here, if you were looking up on your phone, at least my phone, it popped up that these were phone numbers, and you can click and highlight it because it highlighted the numbers. And I think there's a coding issue with the website itself. As you can see on the web page on the desktop, it doesn't have that issue. So when I saw that, I also thought of phone numbers. It's like, oh, so we had to unscramble and maybe figure out area codes and call somebody. There's like a party line. Is this a kind of a freaker code breaking thing, or a freaker code? You know, freakers were the people that used to hack the telephone lines back in the day using the Captain Crunch whistle device to make noises to get free phone calls, and eventually built these things called blue boxes to do that. And then they did other things, you know, over time to hack and get free phone calls. So that wasn't the case. I guess that is an issue or a glitch, if you will, with the game mechanics on this particular clue. As of now, I don't think it has been really fixed. I think they should fix it just because people could be on their mobile devices, and just based on that, if they weren't, you know, attached to a Twitter or in the Telegram chat, they might not be aware that when they're going down different rabbit holes that this is not a phone number sequence or anything like that, or these are not phone numbers. So there's that. And I think that's a bit of a game mechanic issue when it comes to the coding for the website, for both the desktop and mobile, to make sure it's consistent. I'm not sure, you know, I don't know. But there's that. So we have this new key. It's called the clue is a mnemonic issue. It's called the mnemonic key. You have to basically take these sequences here, these sequences of numbers, basically code break it, figure out what order they're supposed to be in, figure out what the code is, get the passphrase to unlock the key. Rumor mill on the Telegram streets, if you will, is that this key has been found, but it hasn't been found on the website as of yet, so who knows if it's actually been found. This has happened a few times with these different keys where people think keys have been found, but it hasn't switched over, like the Earth key or the Ubung key a couple times. But as of now, it is unknown. So is the DLive key, which runs all the way to July 15th. So we have some end dates coming with these keys. The Zero Knowledge key, that particular contest is July 15th, same day as the DLive key. So we have 1, 2, and then potentially, you know, a total of 8 keys, if you will, expiring July 15th. But with the DLive key, I don't think there's expirations because it's a streaming service. The streamers have replay, playbacks. I don't think they're going to delete those videos, if you will. So there's an opportunity, I would think, down the line for anyone who's jumping into the game to find those keys at a later point in time. They come in, can find those keys by watching those streamers and piecing the QR codes together if none of those keys have been publicly disclosed. Or figuring out for themselves, forming their clan. It could be a great clan exercise, really, because you have 6 streamers, different times, being able to screen record or print screen and get the QR codes, and then figuring out which, you know, the space of the QR codes and the passphrase, you know, the sequence to figure out which, you know, the right way is, that takes it's a group effort. And then the Zero Knowledge key, of course, is something that a lot of developers out there in the world are doing, particularly in the Zcash and Ethereum space, or just developers in general trying to break this code, There's two more keys out there. The first key has not been publicly available, and we'll see how things are going. And of course, there's the Flanter key that just goes all the way to the end of July. So that's the status of the hunt. Feeling pretty good. I had suspected that they would, in fact, dump another key this week, which is good. We need multiple puzzles going on. We need multiple keys up for grabs to kind of get this game, if it's going to wrap up in within a year's time. So there we go. I will be doing an end of the week video for the DLive update and any of the updates for any of the other keys that are out there. What's going on with the game mechanics. If I do post another video, it might be finally that Sprawl Trilogy book review or any other clue drops. So, my name is Arosia Scheib. This is Toshi's Treasure Hunters. Happy Clue Day. And on with the hunt.